家好，欢迎参加华能国际电力股份有限公司电话会议。下面有请我们的管理层开始发言，谢谢。
各位投资界的朋友，大家下午好。谨代表华能国际电力股份有限公司，欢迎各位出席公司2011年第三季度业绩发布电话会议。Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Huanan Power International Corporation, I would like to welcome you all to the conference call regarding the first three quarter results announcement of 2011 of the company. 在发布会开始前，请允许我介绍出席该次会议的公司管理层。Now, may I introduce the management of the company today? 他们分别是公司总会计师周辉女士。周总你好。
你好，大家好。
They are the chief accountant of the company, Mr. Zhou Hui. 接下来是公司副总经理李树清先生。李总你好。
哎，你好，大家好。
The vice president of the company, Mr. 李树清。本次会议将由朱涛小姐负责翻译。And Ms. Zhu Tao will be the translator today. 出席该次会议的还有公司的预算部、工程部、生产部、营销部、燃料部、财务部、证据部、证券部和大使馆的负责人。The representatives of the Department of Budget, Engineering, Production, Marketing, Fuel, Finance and Capital Market, as well as Town Office are also going with us in the meeting.首先周总会为我们回顾2011年第三季度业绩的表现，接下来是问答的时间。First of all, Ms. Zhou will review the business performance for the first three quarters of 2011 with us, followed by Q&A session. And may I have the honor to invite Ms. Zhou to start the introduction. 周总，有请你开始今天的那个 presentation。
女士们，先生们，大家好。欢迎大家参加华能国际的电话会议。Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to attend the Huanan Power conference call. 昨天公司刚刚公布了今年前三季度的经营业绩。按照中国会计总则计算，2011年前三季度公司实现合并营业收入 998.11 亿元人民币，同比增长 29.98%。The company just released its first quarter's results yesterday. Under the PRC debt, for the first 9 months, the company realized operating revenues around 99.811 billion RMB, and increasing by 29.98%. 归属于本公司股东的净利润为14.1亿元人民币，同比下降了55.17%。公司境内各运营电厂累计完成发电量2364.28亿千瓦时，同比增长23.85%；累计完成售电量2227.8亿千瓦时，同比增长24.02%。The net profit attributable to the shareholders of the company is 1.41 billion RMB, decreasing by 55.17% year over year, and the company's total power generation volume within China amounted to 236.428 billion kilowatt hour, and which increasing by 23.85% year over year. The total electricity sold amounted to 222.78 billion kilowatt hour, increasing by 24.02% year over year. 今年前三季度公司电量收入均比2010年同期有不同程度的增长，但是由于燃料价格的上涨以及人民币借款利率的上升，使得公司净利润同比大幅下降。For the first three quarters of this year, the company's power generation andoperating revenues are all increased year over year, but the net profits of the company declined substantially because of the high fuel costs and rising interest rates of RMB borrowing. 四季度以来，国内外环境变化为经济平稳发展带来了压力。受国内国际经济形势变化的影响，八九两月
全社会用电量连续环比下降。另外，公司在燃料成本控制方面仍然面临着较大的压力，公司管理层将一如既往地把握机遇，努力克服困难，力争完成全年的生产经营任务。
Entering into the fourth quarter, the social power consumption declined consecutively in August and September due to the weak economic performance domestically and internationally, and the company still faced pressure in terms of the fuel cost control. So the company will continue to seize the opportunities and overcome difficulties and endeavor to achieve the whole year's operation target.
下面我和我的同事会一起回答大家的问题。
And next, my colleague and I will answer to the questions. Thank you for attending our conference call.
大家好，下面是问答环节。如需提问，请在话机上按星一键等候，先按最后键再按一，谢谢。大家好，第一位提问者是来自 CT Group 的 Pierre Lau， 您好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
欢迎您好的，我有三个问题想请教。第一个问题是，我们前九个月呢，我们经营成本呢是900，大概907个亿，可不可以把那个数字分为结构、人工、那个煤的成本、维修等等。这个是第一个问题。第二个问题是，我们可不可以把前九个月的收入，还有那个原料成本，还有结构，分为多少是在国内，多少是那个新加坡的？最后一个问题是，我们三季度2.23亿，而且利润里头有多少是新加坡，多少是在国内的？好，谢谢。
I have three questions, and the first, for the first 9 months, the operating cost of the company is, could you provide a breakdown, of the, depreciation cost, labor cost, and maintenance cost? And the second is, could you, provide the detailed breakdown, cost of domestically and for the tourist power plant? And third question is, And what's the profit contribution from the first power plant for the first three quarters profits of the company?
好，这三个问题请这个财务部经理黄立新来回答。
我来回答这几个问题哈。这个今年前三季度我们的营业成本啊，这个总的是906.9亿。那么其中呢，这个境内呢是763.54亿，境外呢是143.36亿。
And for the first 9 months, the total operating cost of the company is 90.6 billion RMB, and among which domestic cost is 71.31 billion RMB, and the remaining 14.336 billion RMB comes from the tourist power plant.
这个主要构成呢是这样啊，燃料成本净全口径是676.68亿，其中境内是606.87亿，境外是69.82亿。
And for fuel cost, domestic is 67.668 billion RMB, and towards power plant fuel cost is 6.982 billion RMB.
维修全口径是16.3亿，其中境内是15.73亿，境外是0.56亿。
And for the maintenance cost, the total is 1.63 billion RMB, and for the domestic business is 1.573 billion RMB, and towards power plant is of500 million RMB.
折旧合计是86.61亿，其中境内是82.63，境外是3.98，其余的项目就不细说了。
And the depreciation fee is totally is 8.661 billion RMB, and domestic business is 8.263 billion RMB, and for the tourist power plant is 398 million RMB.
第三季度的权益利润，境内是负的1.85亿，境外是4.17亿。
And for the net profit in the third quarter, the domestic business achieved minus 158 billion RMB, and tourist power plant is 470 million RMB.
好，谢谢管理层。
下一位提问者是来自中信证券的崔林，你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
谢谢各位管理层，我有三个小问题。第一个是前三季咱们的标煤单价以及同比增长的一个情况。第二个问题是重点合同煤及市场煤的一个价格以及占比。第三个问题是咱们目前国内的一个亏损面以及前三季度利润的主要来源。好，谢谢。
I have three questions, and first is what's the standard coal price for the first three quarters, and the second is what's your split of the key contract coal price and the spot coal price, and what's the percentage of secured by the key contract and spot respectively for the first 9 months. And the last question is what's the profitability of the each power plant, how many power plants made losses?
第二个问题由这个我们分管燃料的这个李总来回答，第一个问题和第三个问题请财务部黄俊回答。
公司境内的前三季度的不含税标煤单价是859.48元每吨。
The standard coal price for the first 9 months is 859.48 RMB per ton, which is excluding the tax.
前三季度呢，公司运营的39家电厂当中呢，有18家电厂呢出现亏损。那么主要的这个我们的利润的来源呢，有前排在盈利的前五位是中兴电力11.23亿，玉环7.23亿，海门5.04亿，金陵1.73亿。和石洞的二产2.86亿。
And among the total 39 operating power plants, we got 18 power plants made losses for the first three quarters. And the first five profitability power plants is tourist power plants.Achieved 1.123 billion RMB for the first 9 months, and for the Yuhuan power plant, it's 723 million RMB. Haimen is 504 million RMB, and Jinling is 173 million RMB, and for Shidonghou second power plant is 286 million.
我回答第二个问题啊，今年一到九月份啊，这个重点合同的所占的比例是42%，市场采购呢所占的比例是58%。
And for the first 9 months, the key contract proportion is 42%, and the remaining 58% we purchase from the spot market.
喂，请问那个合同跟市场呢分别的价格有没有？
价格呢，今年一到九月份重点合同价格是590.95元，市场采购这一块呢是666.04元。
好的，谢谢啊。
And for the key contract price for the first 9 months is 590.95 RMB per ton, and spot coal price is 666.04 RMB per ton.
大家好，有些提问请在话机上按星一键等候，先按星号键321，谢谢。大家好，有些提问请在话机上按星一键等候，先按星号键321，谢谢。下一位提问者是来自梅林证券的王小兵，你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
哎，管理层你们好，这里有两个问题，其实就是接着上个研究员提到的，想问一下那个前九个月的话，公司那个大概要成本怎么样，还有没有那个第三季度和那个同比的一些情况，另外就想问一下，就是那个前九个月这个合同煤的那个履行率怎么样，谢谢。
I have two questions. Could you provide the unit fuel cost for the first 9 months of the company and also for the third quarter? And the second is, what's the fulfillment rate for the first 9 months of the company?
第一个问题由财务部黄鑫回答。
公司前三季度达利亚的成本是269.03元每千千瓦时，同比增加了9.13%。
The unit fuel cost for the first three quarters is 269.03 RMB per megawatt hour, which increasing by 9.13% over the same period of last year.
第二个是合同兑现率，正常的兑现率理解。
我们一到九月份的合同兑现率是89.2%。
And for the first 9 months, the fulfillment rate of the company is 89.2%.
谢谢管理层。那管理层对那个四季度，就是说有关市场煤还有那个合同煤，就是公司燃料成本这块有没有什么看法呢？
I'd like to know what's your expectation for the unit fuel cost and the spot coal price in the fourth quarter.
因为现在啊，我回答这个问题啊，因为现在呢，进入了冬季了，现在贝亨国的大陆这一块呢，整个的冬储煤的工作呢，现在都在开始做，这是一块。第二个呢，就是前段时间啊，大兴县的检修，整个的秦皇岛的这边的整个的港城的储量啊，也是这大幅下降，目前大概500万吨左右。所以从这两个情况来看呢，应该说现在的价格回落的可能性不是特别大，只能在小幅震动、小幅的窄幅的波动，那么应该说还处在一个高位的这么运行的状态。
Basically, we think the coal price will still keep at a relatively high level because of the following two factors. First is with the winter season coming, the power plants begin to pile up the coal inventory. And also, the second is because of the maintenance on the railway, Daxing railway line. So the coal inventory at the port declined. So basically, we think there is no room for the coal price to for the coal price declining.
谢谢管理层。
下一位提问者是来自东京的陈书伟，你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
你好，管理层，那个我只有一个问题，我想问一下，咱们一到九月份的营业外收入同比去年好像增了差不多有1.5亿，这个是主要来自于政府补贴吗？
I know that for the first 9 months, the non-operating revenues of the company is 150 million RMB. I just want to know, is it all come from the government subsidy?
请财务部黄丽君经理回答。
你的判断是对的，这个增加主要就是各个电厂收到的环保补贴、电煤补贴一些这个政府补助，大概是1.44亿元。
好，谢谢管理层，我没有问题了。
Yes, it's mainly comes from the government's subsidy in terms of the environmental protection and the coal, thermal coal subsidy for the power plants.
下一位提问者是来自 HSBC 的 Joseph， 你好，您可以提问了。
你好，我是汇丰银行的律师啊，谢谢领导今天下午的这个会啊，我想请问一下，就是有关于这个资本支出，那个前三个季度达到就是全年的20%的目标，然后目前来看，明年大概这个资本支出的这个目标是不是有什么变化？谢谢。
I'd like to know what's the capex, what's the company's capex plan for the whole year and for the first three quarters. How much capex expenditure have been realized, and also what's your capex plan for the next year?
资本支出2011年全年的计划是173.58亿，那么到第三季度末。这个前三季度一共发生的资产支出105.5亿，其中基本建设支出88.94亿，更新改造支出16.58亿。
And for the 2011, the total capex target of the company is 17.358 billion RMB, and for the first 9 months.The actual capex is 10.55 billion RMB, among which 8.894 billion RMB comes from the construction project, and the remaining 1.658 billion RMB is belong to the renovation, technical renovation.
2012年目前的计划呢，还是这个我们年终时候的一个数字，200亿左右。具体的还要根据这个明年相应的这个项目核准的情况再进行调整。
And for the year 2012, our capex target is still 20 billion RMB, but it will be adjusted according to the approval procedure of the new project.
谢谢。
下一位提问者是来自 Stanford Bernstein 的 Michael， 你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
Thank you. I have three questions. First of all, you mentioned before that you've seen power consumption growth nationally falling in July and August, obviously picked up in September. Given the slowdown in the economy, you're expecting to see car consumption growth and the rest of the growth slow in the fourth quarter and into 2011. That's the first question. Second question on the CapEx. Given the obviously difficult financial results in the third quarter, would you consider lowering capital spending into 2012? And my third question is in relation to tariffs. Obviously, inflation is coming down. What is your view on an increase in power tariffs, either this year or into 2012? Thank you.
Pardon, what's your first question?
So the first question is power generation growth in the fourth quarter and into 2012, given the slowdown in the economy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. 我有三个问题，第一个是就是公司对这个第四季度和明年的这个电量预期是什么样的？由于现在目前中国国内的经济已经开始就是下滑了，第二个就是公司的第二年的资本开支，是就是鉴于现在这个财务成本这么高，那有没有计划下调第二年的资本开支？第三个是现在的这个公司对这个今年或者是明年有没有电价调整的这个预期，大概是什么时间？
第一个问题和第三个问题，请营销部副辖经理回答。
好，下面我来回答第一个问题啊，就是这个第四季度啊，根据这个国家有关部门预测，因为四季度呢是一个迎风度冬的期间，所以四季度的全国整个用电形势呢，可能在部分地区啊是相对紧张，啊还会存在一定的缺口，最大电力缺口大概在2600万千瓦。
Because with the winter season coming, it usually will be the peak load for the electricity. So we expect there will be some power shortages occurs in some regions, and with the maximum power deficit of around 26 gigawatts.
电力缺口的地区呢，主要是分布在南方和华东地区，啊，还有一些煤价高位运行的这个供煤紧张的这些地区。
We expect the power deficit will occur in the southern China and central China, and also in those provinces where have a very tight coal supply.
所以根据这个情况预测，大概是这个全国的用电呢、啊，这个增长的四季度呢，大概在维持在13%左右，全年的这个电量增长呢，大概12.5%左右，其中发电这一块大概在增长12.7%左右。
Expectations, we forecast power demand for the fourth quarter will increase 13%, and for the whole year will maintain at 12.5%. But for the power generation growth rate in the fourth quarter, we think will reach 12.7%.
So just to check you on that, you're seeing the economy slowing and power consumption growth accelerating on a year-on-year basis.
就是说根据您的这个预测的话，那是不是说明这个也体现出了经济开始下滑，那这个用电量和发电量都呈现一个下降的一个趋势？
这个预测呢，就是说经济这个下滑确实在一部分地区啊，尤其是东南沿海地区呢，确实有所体现。但是冬季呢这一块呢，由于气温的下降啊，对用电需求呢，这个还是比较大的。
Basically, we will expect the GDP growth rate declining in the East Coastal area. But because of the winter season, we think we will still have strong power demand for warming.
关于明年的这个电力预测呢，就是说明年呢，全国的电力市场呢，总体的供求呢是平衡的，部分地区呢可能会出现电力供需紧张的情况。火电设备利用小时预测明年大概能够达到5300小时左右，略高于今年。今年呢我们是预测5260小时。
In terms of power supply and demand, basically we think there will be balanced situation next year. But for sure there will be some power shortages occur in some specific regions. And for the average thermal coal utilization of power plants, the utilization hours we think can reach 5,300 hours, and for the which will be a little bit higher than this year, because this year's figure is 5,260 hours.
从这个角度预测呢，明年的整个这个用电增长，就是说，如果明年国内国际形势不发生大的变化的情况下，那么 GDP 按8%到9%的这个增长。明年全社会用电量增长呢，能够维持10%左右的这个增长水平。
We think if the GDP growth rate can maintain at 8% to 9% next year, the social power consumption rate can maintain at 10% next year.
第二个问题，关于电价的问题。就当前的这个受电煤价格大幅上涨的影响，人民电厂确实面临很大的经营压力，这个煤电价格的矛盾呢也非常突出，国家及地方各物价部门呢也十分关注火电企业的这个生产经营情况，要求我们做好电价调整的一些基础工作。所以根据这个情况，我们预测只要这个今年呢十月份CPI 能够控制在5.5%以内，电价调整的可能性还是比较大的。
As you know, because of the high coal prices, and the government is very concerned on the operating status of the coal-fired power plants in China, and also they require power plants to work over the preparation work for the tariff adjustment.So basically, we think if in October the CPI can control within 5%, there will be great possibility for the tariff hike.
So just conclude that at below 6% or below 5%?
是在5%以下，6%以下。
Below 5.5%.
5.5% or below. Okay. Thank you.
关于这个2012年的资本开支呢，刚才我已经讲了，按照我们2011年年初时候的安排，那么是按200亿来考虑。那么这个具体的呢，我们也会根据四季度这个新的项目获得批准的情况，以及这个中国资金市场的这个形势，以及公司的这个资金的情况，做出相应的调整。
I just mentioned the capex plan for 2012 is 20 billion RMB, but this capex target will be adjusted according to the approval procedure of the new projects and also according to the company's financial status and also the monetary structure of the domestic monetary structure.
And so would there be greater risk to the downside or the upside from that 20 billion?
那您觉得更有可能是上调还是下调呢？
刚才我讲要根据项目后头批准的情况，具体的可能要等到四季度吧，会有具体的数字。
We think we'll have a more clear picture at the fourth quarter because it really depends on the approval procedure of the new project.
Okay, thanks a lot.
大家好，如需提问，请在话机上按第一键等候，先按四号键，再按一，谢谢。大家好，下一位提问者。是来自瑞银证券的彭宇潇，你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
你好，我有几个问题，第一想问一下，我们收入分国内跟新加坡的数字是多少？然后我们新加坡的购电成本是多少？另一方面想问一下，公司的那个投资方向，其他公司开始向水电啊或者煤矿这边就是转移一些投资，但我们公司好像对煤电火电这方面还是比较集中的投资，所以想问一下我们在这个方面的这个投资的战略今后的方向是怎么样，然后特别想问一下我们对气电这方面的态度怎么样，是不是比如说天津那边天津临港的项目会不会是我们华能国际去做，还有我们北京热电的那个项目现在进展怎么样，是不是今年11月份会投产，谢谢。
First, I'd like to know the revenues the company achieved for the domestic business and the tourist power plant, and also for the tourist power plant, what's the electricity purchasing cost for the first 9 months, and second is what's the company's development strategy according in terms of the developing of the hydropower and especially for the gas-fired power plants, and could you provide the progressing development of the Beijing gas-fired power plants?
行，我先回答你的头两个问题。关于这个营业收入呢，今年总额是998亿，其中这个大市164.38亿，境内833.73亿。
And for the first 9 months, the total operating revenue for the company is 99.8 billion RMB, and the tourist power plant realized 16.438 billion RMB, and for the domestic business, which achieved 83.373 billion RMB.
刚才讲的您刚才提问的就是公司的这个投资的策略的问题，我们呢目前呢是5640万千瓦的容量，那主要还是以火电为主，那么这里头呢这个油机占了6%，那么现在目前也有部分水电，这总量呢是不是太大？
Currently the total generation capacity of the company is 56 gigawatts.So among which around 6% comes from the gas-fired power plants, and we have small portion of hydropower.
关于这个煤炭投资呢，其实公司也一直在做，我们也在山西投了2个煤矿，这个以前也多次已经介绍过。那么今后总体来说呢，我们这个计划呢是到这个2015年，装机容量达到这个是9000万千瓦，其中火电是6500万，水电和气电各1000万，风电500万，清洁能源的比例达到25%。
And the company truly invested 2 coal mines in Shanxi provinces, we have introduced before, and our long-term development plan is by year 2015, the total generation capacity will reach 90 gigawatts, and among which 65 gigawatts comes from the coal-fired power plants, and 10 gigawatts will come from wind power, and Also for hydropower, we hope to have 10 gigawatts. For the wind power, sorry, is 5 gigawatts, and for the 10 gigawatts will come from the gas-fired power plants. And generally, we hope to achieve 25% of clean energy assets.
关于这个北京热电这个投产时间，请这个工程部的唐亚经理回答。
好，我来回答一下北京这个热电的这个投产情况。目前呢，现在现场呢正在激烈那个紧张的调试过程中。预计呢，在外部条件、燃气供给还有这个水中水的供应情况受到一些外部限制，但是这些问题呢，预计呢我们总体的投产情况呢在12月份能够达到投产。天津的这个项目呢，天津的临港的这个项目是两台 F 级的这个燃机项目，现在呢我们正在开展前期工作预计呢目前呢很快呢前期工作完成后，我们可以获得这个天津市的认可，才进行后期建设。
For the Beijing Cogeneration Project, right now it's doing the generating the commissioning of generating units. We think it can meet the requirements of the operation by the end of. By the end of this year, we hope we'll complete the construction and put online in December. And for the Tianjin project, right now the company is doing the preliminary work. When we got the confirmed by the Tianjin municipal government, we can do the following work.
作为跟进的问题，就是新加坡的那个购电成本是多少？谢谢。
66.84亿。
谢谢。
It's 6.684 billion RMB for the electricity purchasing cost of first power plant.
下一位提问者是来自 Morgan Stanley 的彭吉金，你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
哎，管理层你好，哎，就是请教一下，就是那个燃料成本，我想知道是国内跟国外的那个第一道、第三渠道的那个煤气是怎么样，还有就是另外就是有那个利用小时的数，谢谢。
利用小时，您指的是前三季度的吗？
对对。
I have two questions. I want to know the breakdown of the fuel cost for the domestic business and towards power plants for the first 9 months of the first 9 months. And the second is I want to know what's the average utilization hours for the first 3 quarters.
财务部黄立宪经理回答第一个问题，第二个问题由营销部副强经理回答。
境内燃料成本。第一季度是191亿，第二季度是195亿，第三季度是221亿。
For the domestic business, the fuel cost for first quarter is 19.1 billion RMB, second quarter is 19.2 billion, and third quarter is 22.1 billion.
境外燃料成本一季度是18亿，二季度是25亿，三季度是27亿。
For the first power plant, the first quarter is 1.8 billion RMB, second quarter is 2.5 billion, and third quarter is 2.2 billion.
第二个问题就是前三季度啊，公司的利用小时是4189个小时，同比增加了110个小时。
And the average utilization hours of the company for the first 9 months is 4,189 hours, which increased 110 hours compared with same period last year.
有位提问者是来自 CLMA 的李源，你好，您可以提问了，师傅。
喂，你好，管理层你好。喂。
喂，
你好。哎，你好，管理层。是这样，但是我有两个问题啊。第一个问题就是还是那个单料，那个单位燃料成本。刚才我们给了前三季度的，能否给一下这个第三季度的这个单位燃料成本以及它的一个同比增幅？然后如果说第四季度这个煤价基本在保持在一个平稳的一个状态的话，全年大概会是一个怎样的一个增幅？咱们两个成本。第二个问题呢，就是这个还是关于这个上网电价的这个问题，就是如果说这个政府提这个上网电价的话，就我们担心会不会说提完电价之后，最快提上这个价格，同时导致了这个煤价的一个上涨。那么这个提电价的时间呢，会是在这个合同煤谈判前还是谈判后？是否跟这个合同煤的谈判时间有关系？好，谢谢。
I have two questions. Could you provide the unit fuel cost for third quarter and what's the percentage of increase? And if the coal price keeps in flight in fourth quarter, what's your expectation for the unit fuel cost for the whole year?And the second question is about the on-grid tariff. If governments increase on-grid tariff, and will that lead to the increase further rising of the coal price? And what's your expectation for the time of the adjustment of the on-grid tariff? It will be before the national coal purchase conference or after that?
关于单位
燃料成本，请财务部黄一清经理回答。境内的第三季度单位燃料成本是278.71元每千千瓦时，那么环比是增长了4.37%。对于全年的单位燃料成本的涨幅呢，公司目前还是希望能够控制在10%以内。
And for the company's domestic business, the average unit fuel cost for the first three quarters is, for the third quarters is 278.7 RMB per megawatt hour, which increased 4.37%quarterly over quarterly, and for the whole year, we still expect we can control the unit fuel cost within 10%.
电价还是请营销部付钱，请你回答。
啊，您第二个问题的问题呢，就是上网电价是否导致煤价的影响？我前面说了，电价这个上调了，目前呢，国家还没有时间表，我这个只是说这个可能性比较大，看我们这个 CPI 啊，什么时候能回到5.5%以内。
Currently, there's no definite timetable for the tariff adjustment. If the CPI can go back to the 5.5%.There will be possibility for the power plant to have tariff hike.
这个煤价呢，它主要是现在煤炭价格主要全部市场化了，所以它什么时候涨价，这个不受这个政府的这个控制，所以完全按照市场需求来决定这个价格。
As for the coal price, because the coal price right now is more market oriented. So it will mainly depends on the coal supply and demand situation. The government will have now involved in the coal price decision.
这个原来确实出现过，就是说电价上调的时候，电价还没有调，只是有点风声的时候，煤价确实上涨过。但是我相信了这个政府啊，对煤炭价格这块呢，也是采取一定措施加以控制。
It occurred before that when the tariff increase will lead to the further rising of the coal price. But we have the confidence that the government will keep an eye on the controlling of the key contract coal price.
好，谢谢管理层。
下一位提问者是来自国泰证券的秦川，你好，您可以提问了。
好，管理层你好，我有三个问题。第一个问题是刚才管理层说的那个，就是说如果十月份的 CPI 能降到 5.5 以下，然后可能就有一个电价调整的措施，有个电价调整的措施。我想知道一下，就是说这个 5.5 就是说是一个目前发改委一个态度吗，还是一个什么样的情况？然后第二个问题，我想知道一下，目前我们资本性支出的话，主要是投在什么地方？还是主要以火电为主吗？就主要是这两个问题，谢谢。
这两个问题继续请付强回答。
You just mentioned if the CPI can go back to the 5.5%, there will be possibility to have the tariff hike. I just want to check if that attitude of the NDRC, and also the second question is capital expenditure for for the which kind of business?
这个 5.5 呢是根据我们的预测或者了解的一些情况我们的预测。
And the 5.5% CPI index is according to our own point of view, based on our knowledge of the market.
关于资本支出呢，目前我们还是以火电为主。那当然，就公司也在调整这个发电的结构。但是中国本身就是一个这个多煤缺油少气的国家。这个资源的状况决定了这个再调整也是以火电为主。当然了，就是从公司的目前资本支出来说呢，除了火电以外，也有港口和煤炭方面的支出，但是这个债的比例呢，相对来说还是小一些。
好，管理层，我想再问一个问题啊。就是说我们这个三季度为什么就是说那个就那个煤炭燃料成本增长这么快，就原因主要是什么？
这个请我们燃料部的这个王德学经理回答你。
And the company will still focus on the investment on the coal-fired power assets. And right now we are trying to do the energy structure adjustment. But because China has abundant reserve of coal, like coal, gas, and hydropower assets. So basically in the long term, we think we still focus on the coal-fired power generation business. But the company sure had some investment in the ports and coal mine assets. And I have the following question. Why the coal cost increase sharply in the third quarter?
下一位提问者是来自招商证券的童全刚，您好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
喂，是我吗？
很接着
喂，能听清吗？喂？
喂，
能听清吗？
能。
哎，我想问一下，就是刚才那个副总讲的，就是有关电价调整的这个，就是说这个说是非拆降到5.5%以下就有可能调整，那么这个是不是就刚才有的其他人也问了，是单纯就是我们自己预测的，还是说跟这个发改委沟通过，这个他们也比较认可的，就是就这个问题吧。
I still want to make sure whether it's the government's opinion to have the tariff hike if it can control the CPI within 5.5%.
还有一个问题就是说这个这调的这个幅度有没有一个预测，比如说是一分钱还是两分钱，就有没有跟这个就是发改委的人沟通过。好，谢谢。
And also, I want to know, have the company negotiated with NDRC? Do you have any idea what the magnitude of the tariff increase will be?
前面我也说啊，就是这个由于这个煤炭价格的上涨啊，发电企业很困难。这个国家有关部门呢，确实也非常关注。但是现在各媒体啊和那些经济专家呀、啊，也这个啊有很多相关的评论，所以这个5.5%是我们自己的一个判断。
Basically the CPI within 5.5% is based on our own based on our own forecast.Because of the surging coal prices, we know that the government is very concerned with the operating status of the coal-fired power plants right now.
再有呢，就是我刚刚说了，就是这个如果下个月，就是在10月份把这个 CPI 能够回归到这个5.5%以下的水平，就是我们这个认为啊，具有这个调价的可能。至于调的标准和到时间。我们现在都没有得到这个权威部门这个一个明确的说法。
We can see there is this possibility for the tariff hike if the CPI can go back to 5.5%. But as for the timetable and magnitude of the tariff hike, there is no official forecast for that, and we don't have any official information about that.
好，我没有问题了，谢谢。
I just want to make a supplementary about the above asked questions.
我回答一下刚才这个有位同志提的这个关于三季度的煤价的一个情况。那三季度的呢，我们的原煤采购这个市场价是674，这个跟前三季度的来说是涨了有10来块钱。这主要是呢，受整个的大家伙知道，受这个 CPI 的上涨和燃料成本的这个上涨，同时呢，这个燃料的这个市场的一个波动。造成的，所以今年呢，这个环保指数还是一个上涨的一个趋势。这个我回答完了。
And the company's average coal purchasing price for the raw coal is 674 RMB per ton for the third quarter, and it's increased around 10 RMB per ton compared with that of the first 9 months. That basically supports the increase of the CPI and also the coal price drop to 18 in the spot market. Generally, we still expect the Bohaiwan coal price index will still keep uptrend.
主持人你好，目前没有提问的，谢谢。
好，谢谢。那个谢谢 operator，
也感谢周总以及各位管理层的解答。再次感谢各位出席华能国际电力股份有限公司2011年第三季度业绩发布会。我们期待下一次业绩时再见。Thank you so much for all the questions and participation today. We are looking forward to meeting with all of you in our next result announcement. From me, thank you all. Goodbye.
谢谢。
Thank you.
没问题。
感谢大家参加今天的会议，再见。